I wanted to ask you about what the fuck do you do when you're depressed and you don't know what the fuck is going on with your life. I'm 23. I'm about to graduate. All these kind of good things are happening around me, but, man, I ain't been more depressed in my life. And I've seen you, like, on this week and, like, this weekend and all that shit. And I saw you were going through a hard patch now. And I was going through a hard patch, and I just kind of want to hear, you know, what do you do to kind of see the brightness when you're standing in the dark, man? Be well.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that, man. It's, you know, it's a good question. What do you do? You know, I'm not trying to get all philosophical. What I do, in the past, I didn't do anything, man. I'll tell you that. I made some poor choices. I would lay in my bed. I would do masturbation. You know, I would do just masturbation until I didn't even have any feelings. I would almost just beat my feelings out of my body via masturbation, you know. And I started masturbation when I was young, and it persisted, man. Even, and that's another thing about, you know, no man ever told me anything about masturbation, man. You know, I mean, when my father was young, he was probably on horses, and who knows what the fuck they were doing. You know, I don't even know if they had masturbation then. And my brother was gone. He wasn't there. So I learned it, you know, by watching some pornography videos. And some boy beat me up at the library one time and showed me a bunch of pictures of Cooter. That's what he called it. And he would, the boy was beating me and making me look at these pictures of Cooter that he had that were all jacked up and had been, probably just looked like they'd been looked at so many times. It was nasty. But what do? Man, I try to find some faith these days. I try to have faith, you know, that things will be okay. I mean, it's hard to tell a guy. I mean, you're in college, you're going through those, you know, there's a lot going on in your life, I bet. It's busy, you know, your future probably seems immense. Your possibilities probably seem endless. But also it's probably scary if you're graduating, you're getting out of college. I'll just tell you this, man, you got time to make some poor choices. So even if whatever you're choosing doesn't end up being phenomenal, you can fuck up, dude. You could start a bakery, bruh. You could start a bake. You could do French breads and, you know, baguettes and whatever and fuck that whole industry up, dude. You could burn the bakery down and try to get insurance money. You go to jail for that for 8 years. You get out. You're only 31. You could then join the service, get out of that, and you're only 35. And you still can do it, you know. So you have time to kill, man. So I just wouldn't be so hard on yourself. I'd take a step back. And sometimes when you're in your problems, you can't see that the reality of things is that things are okay. You know, sometimes you're just so caught up, like, you got to do this and you got to do that. Sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. And just realize that by not doing anything, you're going to be okay. You know, take care of whatever your basic needs are and just relax, man. You know, relax. Especially if you're in college, man, they got, you know, hot leg running around and you could do, you know, you could experiment and do homosexuality. You could do whatever you want. And whatever it is, you'll be able to, you know, get through it or get past it. Because time will heal everything, man. I promise you that, dude. Time will heal everything. So I'd say look at the reality, bud. I would say just look at the reality of things. In the big scheme of things, it's not going to be that overwhelming. When I think back about college, the only thing I really remember is that I wish I would have had more fun. That I wish I wouldn't have worried so much about this or that, you know, about the tests and about the, you know, what people thought of me, and I just wish I'd had a good time. I wish I had more pictures from college of me having a blast, bro. That's what I wish. So if I had any guidance there or thoughts or suggestions, I would say take it easy, take a step back. If shit feels dark, find a mentor, you know. Find somebody already graduated and talk to them. Talk to somebody. Don't go it alone. You know, find you another man and get out there and put your feelings out there. You know, you can't be afraid to put your feelings out there, dude. That boy Thunder's daddy, he used to, when I would miss the school bus, his dad would give me a ride to school. and he would even help me with my spelling words. And he used to smoke Marlboro cigarettes, and he would blow the cigarette smoke at me while I was trying to recite my spelling. And it's hard to spelling's kind of hard enough. I did well in it, but spelling, when you got smoke coming at you and in your eyes and everything, even harder. You know, when you're trying to spell, when you're trying to spell, just being attacked by secondhand smoke, that's a real, I mean, that's some fucking straight up Wyatt Earp. I mean, you're the Wyatt Earp of consonants and syllables at that point. So, but I remember sometimes I would share with him what was going on, because even if it was just a few minutes in a car together, that was another man around that I could reach out to for support. So that's what I would say, man. Take it easy. Look at the reality of the situation. Don't get caught in the minutia that's right in front of you. Look at the big picture. Big picture, you're finishing college, man. That's a huge achievement. Big picture is you could fuck up. You could do your bakery and fuck it up and still be fine. You could do law school, medical. You got time, bud. So don't get too overwhelmed. Take your time. Take it easy, man. That's what I would say.
How art thou, people? How are my people doing today? Today is Thursday, June 11th, 2020. And surprise, I'm on my way to slave away. Yeah, so I don't know. I went in on stupid Tuesday, and of course I went in on stupid fucking Tuesday, you know, and of course I'm being asked to come in today. It's like, oh my god, dude, so fucking annoying. You know, it's like, you let certain people, okay, so you make certain people work from home, and it's a punishment, right? And then you make me go to work, and it's a punishment, but it's okay to do that, you know, because I'm a brown minority. But good riddance, forbid, you know, an old white man doesn't get what he wants. So whatever, you know, like, I guess old white men can come and go whenever they want, you know, break the rules, COVID rules, go and work, you know, even though, our policy was only a certain amount of people can go into work or any at all, you know, but these white, old white men decided that they were better than anyone else, you know, they were more important than, you know, that they're, opinion was more important than the manager, than HR's, and you know they would cut it. It's funny because, you know, obviously we had to have a certain amount of people go in, and there was times where I had to go in, you know, there's no choice. Where was I going with that? You know, so there, oh man, I missed it. So I was gonna see if I could actually even get a haircut, but now that I missed it, I guess I can't. That's why I lost my train of thought, because I, you know, I had to like turn in there for some reason, and I was trying to explain, but yeah. So I mean, so there was times where out before I was scheduled to go in, so I would go in, you know, and all of a sudden, there's all these people here that aren't supposed to be here, you know, and I doubt my boss knew, that's what was going on, but, you know, it's fucking ridiculous, like, you know, and you know, if we're gonna have people going in, you know, then let us know so we can just fucking stay home, like, you know, he's trying to make it fair, you know, forcing everyone to have a schedule, go in a certain day, you know, and then you go in, you know, trying to meet your duties, and someone's already meeting the duties of having someone in the office. You know, like, there has to be someone in the office, so, okay, I'm going in to do my duty, and then see this fucking asshole there that I don't want to fucking work with for 8 hours, and all of a sudden, you know, I have to just stay there, you know, like, when I could have just stayed home, you know, but the assholes prefer to go to work, you know, it's a punishment for them to stay home, they love the luxury of burning gas, going to work, and, you know, getting away from their fucking spouses that must fucking hate living with them, you know? Like, I don't blame them. They're fucking annoying. Like, it's hard to work with them. It's hard to babysit them. It's hard to babysit baby boomers, you know? And it's kind of ironic that their name's baby boomers, because you kind of do have to treat them like babies sometimes. And it's just stress that's not fucking needed in my life. But anyways, I hope everyone's having a good day. I was having a good day, woke up early, got my shift started early. I'm already, let's see, 6, 4, I'm 5 hours into my shift, 5.5 hours into my shift, so, technically right now I'm on lunch, you know, I'm driving to my fucking work on lunch. Instead of the other way around, you know, I usually like driving into my fucking work and then drive home on my lunch. Now that these COVID rules are ruling the world, you know, and it's just so lovely to me that, you know, this all happened. This is what I've wanted for years, and it just kind of just came up this way, and I know it's not going to last, but I just kind of wish that there was more accommodations that went around this, more permanent setups, and more anarchy, less structure, less trying to fucking micromanage fucking assholes who don't want to be managed. Like, it's okay to be, I don't mind being managed if everyone's going to be managed, but, you know, if people are just gonna follow their own rules just because of the fuck of it. You know, we have these fucking assholes, you know, right now they're taking fucking weeks off work, you know, I take a day off here, a day off there, you know, fucking, I wish I was privileged enough to take a fucking 2 week, just, you know, and just slack off the rest of the year, you know, just give us your very, very, very minimal while you're with us, and then while you're not with us, basically just fuck, you know, when we need you the most, you know, when you're there, just give us the fucking minimal, and then just save up until you rack up enough fucking vacation time, and then fuck us over legitly for two months when we could have a responsible young a millennial, you know, or even a Gen Xer, you know, and we have a lot of Gen Xers, we don't really have any millennials, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm literally the only millennial on the team, and all the Gen Xers are great, you know, like, but so let's say we have 7, 8 people on our team, I don't even know the fucking count, because, you know, they're so fucking irremarkable, you know, that doesn't really, you know, that it doesn't really affect me much as far as doing my work, like, and I don't know, I think I'm contradicting myself by saying that, I don't think I kind of explained it right, trying to see, I lost my train of thought, sorry, I should move on, you know, I know I talk about this way too much, you know, but yeah, if you have a, well, what I was gonna say is, if you have a team of, you know, 10 people, one person's a millennial, three people are Gen Xers, and the rest are baby boomers, you know? Like, I know the baby boomers are all set to retire pretty soon, but, you know, it's almost like they're making too much money right now to retire. You know, their kids are effed, you know? All the baby boomers, you know, they have kids my age, you know, and they know that their kids are fucked. You know, they know that they have to accumulate as much wealth as they can at this point to help their kids out, you know, so there's some, you know, but at the same time, I totally understand, I empathize with them, but as a coworker, you know, fuck their kids, you know, make their fucking kids work with me, you know, like, fucking retire, sit your ass down, and put someone, hopefully you've raised your kids a little bit better than your fucking lazy ass self, so when they take your fucking seat, they can be a little bit more productive than your fucking asses right now, because your ass is being paid by taxpayer money, and you're not giving it 100%, you know, and, you know, I'm just kind of speaking out loud here, I'm not talking to anyone specifically, but I am talking about someone specifically, and, you know, like, the thing is, you know, they want to pave their kids through, you know, the American way, get them through college, pay their way through college, you know, they raise fucking shitheads that have everything paid for, you know, instead of making them work for shit, you know, so they're taking advantage of a position under a company that's too nice to fire them, you know. So, you know, and the ironic thing is, you know, if their kids replace them, I would hope that they would do better, but, you know, I don't know. Like, I think that they feel that their kids are too good for that position, too. You know, like, they have some grandiose plan for their kids. Their special blue-eyed white dragon kids, you know. Whatever. Sorry about that. That was, I came out of nowhere and it just had to go, so sorry you had to hear that. That's disgusting. It's probably the toxicity that was reminiscent in my mouth after, talking about these degenerates, you know, fucking my life on the daily, you know, whatever. So right now I'm trying to find a place to give myself a haircut, you know, since I am on lunch break, I'm not getting paid, and I have to drive to work, I might as well take advantage of the prime hour, because I can't do fucking shit with this fucking schedule, you know, I can't do anything early enough, and when I'm out of work, everything's closed, you know, and last time I tried to, get her haircut, I guess there's new regulations in place where basically every business requires a mask, where that wasn't in place. So I did get a mask, you know, yesterday. I did purchase that. I bought some for my parents, and you know, I'm trying to do my part, you know, and I guess it's pretty selfish of me, you know, because I have gone to the store many times, gas station, just to the stores, basically, and not worn a mask. But I see many other people doing it, and it's not that I don't believe in COVID. It's not that I'm not scared of it. You know, it's just that I guess the mask is to try to get other people not infected, right? But if I've been isolated the whole time, I haven't been infected. If I'm going to store, I'm just putting myself at risk, right? I mean, by not wearing a mask. You know, I guess if I were to get infected and I didn't know, I guess that's where it would become an issue. But, you know, just ignorant, you know. Now we know. And now we have masks, you know. Like, people can change, you know, and there's a lot of time to do it, you know. And I think for me, it's, people always tell me, you act like time is of the essence, you know, and that's just because that's all I know. Time has always been of the essence. I've always tried to get the most out of my time so I can achieve the dreams I can achieve while trying to provide for me and my family, you know. So sometimes you gotta make sacrifices, sometimes you gotta do this, sometimes you gotta do that. I'm just so sick of it. I wish that I could just be my own boss, you know, and I think that I can get to that point, and I think I would be very successful. The thing is that it's time, you know. You got to convert time and energy into substance with action. And if my energy is being drained by a stupid 9-to-5 job that I have to deal with, you know, and my time is drained on useless other bullshit I have to deal with, I can't really focus on providing, you know, building any sort of industry. So, you know, I guess eventually I'll be able to have more free time and do what I need to do. But until then, I'm just going to have to deal with it and, you know, just work through it. But yeah, you know, it's kind of good. I don't know if I would have done a podcast otherwise if I didn't have to go out, you know, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to rush my way to work. You know, I don't want to be at work today. Yesterday I said I was going to get off early. That's why I took a long lunch. Lo and behold, a bunch of people hit me up. No one else is available. You know, and I get, you know, my time gets consumed, you know, and even though I'm compensated for that time, you know, sometimes I necessarily don't want to be, you know, consumed. And for me, sometimes it's hard saying no, you know. It annoys me when people know they're inconveniencing me, but they still ask. You know, if you're gonna ask, you still inconvenience me. Like, now you know, it's not like I'm not going to have to do it tomorrow anyways, you know. You're either going to inconvenience me by having me have to reject you, you know, or you're going to put stress on me because now I know I'm going to have to come in tomorrow and do that stupid job that you're asking me to do. And, you know, a lot of these people that hit me up, it's because they want to avoid working with who they want to work with. And who are those people? You ask, they're the fucking baby boomers on the team, you know. Like, I never get reached out to by someone who's a Gen Xer, because that's how I can really break it down to. I can't really break it down by race, because everyone's white, right, except for me. But I can break it down by generation, because it's pretty even like that, you know. Half the team is a Gen Xer and the other half is baby boomer. Let's see what this says. So I came to one of my old stomping grounds before. Hold on. Let me see if this place. So it looks like they are open. So I'm just gonna go ahead and get my haircut and then go into the office. It's been a long time since I got my haircut, so it's gonna be worth the wait. It looks like it's a pretty long wait. But yeah. Anyways, thanks for anyone who's listening. please follow, subscribe, and thank you for catching the Approach Sleep podcast today. Bye.